time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
On yesterday's show, I began a series with the Center for Rural Affairs. Senior Policy Associate Heidi Kolbeck-Urlacher talked about her specialty in developing clean energy in the United States, and specifically, she is working on developing grazing at solar sites. She has developed a fact sheet that looks at the benefits of solar grazing.
We do very comprehensive research, so looking at, we are actually part of a collaborative effort with the National Center for Appropriate Technology to develop an agri-solar clearinghouse of research and information for people about this process. So we have researchers from different universities that are involved. We have nonprofit organizations.
Combining agriculture with clean energy is coined as agrivoltaics.
Not only is solar grazing part of that, but also, you know, growing things at the site, utilizing hay, those sort of things. So continuing to utilize the land at the sites in a way that is still beneficial for agriculture. And so with solar grazing, instead of utilizing traditional techniques like mowing or weed whipping, using chemical measures to manage vegetation at the sites, you bring in livestock to manage. And sheep are really the very best animals for that job. They are not found to be a nuisance to the equipment. They are small. They can fit under the panels. They're able to utilize the shade.
This series on grazing solar sites continues tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Betsy Gibbon, and I'm back. You may remember me as a national reporter for an agricultural TV program who grew up in the Western Corn Belt. Well, I have a new gig now with Ag Market Consulting, associated with agmarket.net. I'll be coordinating with the founders for content and distributing weekly reports of my own, only found on agmarket.net. So head to the site, sign up for emails, and even follow us on social media. That's agmarket.net.